You're listening to Sleep Times Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
I mean, like a Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Times Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
This is Justin Park at Barley Their Apron. You're listening to Sleep Times Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse. This is my friend Chris. His favorite restaurant is
Sleepy's.
Sleep Times Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse. We are live. 55, episode 5.
Stay alive.
Stay alive.
And that person staying alive is Michaela.
There we go.
We are back. She's back. It's been a while.
She's alive.
I'm alive.
Blood
I'm
flowing
here.
Through the veins.
Quote unquote resident millennial.
Yes.
And last time we saw you was June 24.
Wow. The anniversary
party. Correct. Yes. Yeah, so we're just going to go break down what has transpired with you since then. Because, you know,
a lot of things have gone down. I guess we'll start in chronological order, as from what I have.
Well, you have a list. Yes. You have a list.
I have a list.
There's notes because a lot of stuff going on.
It's like rankings, right?
Well, before we get to that, she in her return, brought from the good people from Watanabe.
Hey,
Watanabe Bakery.
Love the bread.
She brought pastry. Mm-hmm. Not pastries. Pastry. Because it's light. It's light kind
green
of stuff.
Tea, machete.
Green tea, machete, matcha.
If anybody out there knows the difference, or like, I know there's got to be a difference.
We have this,
right?
We have the bunny rabbit.
Look, it's so cute.
I got my idea.
It is so cute.
Okay, you two people, this is for you.
Okay. That's a bunny.
The bunny. Audio
inside,
people.
What's inside there? Zuki beans.
Probably.
No, oh, I don't know.
Exactly. No one knows, really. I
mean, it looked cute to me.
Hey.
So.
Japanese history. Very good. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you. Yes, you're back.
Chronological.
Let's go. What do you got? What has happened?
So, the stories that I have for you guys.
Oh, wow.
So, since the anniversary party, I was just doing my own thing again, going around to party to party. And decided to do something a little bit different, but still stay on Kaeomoku / Kapilani. Have you guys ever heard of the bar Club Evergreen?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yes.
I've never been there, but
I have never been there either.
Oh!
But it was my first time there.
Okay, yes. Yes, and what is Club Evergreen? What is the genre that this club?
It is a Korean hostess bar.
Hey! Who's this hostess?
With the mostest, most
okay.
definitely.
Now, this is a clash of generations here, because the hostess bar, very prevalent back in the day, kind of, I don't know if it's still powerful now, and then you got yourself.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was not my cup of tea, but more so like my 10th shot of soju.
Oh, nice.
It's definitely not my crowd that I would choose to hang out with.
What crowd hangs out there?
Yes.
We would like to know.
A lot of more mature.
Oh.
And millennial guys, I guess you would say. Younger guys my age.
Really?
Yes.
So mature and millennial guys hang out at
There's young guys there?
Yes, there's
this
young
is
guys
breaking
my,
news.
My age out over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And while I was there, I was hanging out for my friend's birthday party, and I had no idea what... I've never been to this club.
Right.
So I was just like, yeah, sure, I'll check it out. And then I'm the only girl in the room, and three hostesses walk in, and they're all talking in Korean, and they all look at me, and I'm just like, oh, I know they're talking about me, because oh my goodness,
right.
I wish I could understand like what they said, but it's just like in their body language.
Right.
Like... they're just like, oh, good thing she doesn't speak Korean. And I'm just like,
Yeah,
you're right. You are so lucky I don't truly speak. But it was weird. I felt uncomfortable, and I didn't like it. It was just like, just
okay,
too much.
What are they mean mugging you for?
Because I was the only girl there.
Korean.
Yeah, and I'm white, Hapa.
Right.
So it's just looks...
they don't like that kind, right?
Yeah.
They don't
the
like...
nail that sticks out gets, you know,
yeah.
like that whole quote.
Well, right. So they see you as a threat because you know they're trying to make money. So, first of all, why?
They're trying to make money.
They're trying to make money.
I'll buy them a drink if they feel so inclined to.
Let's go to the top of this one here. Why were you there?
It was my friend's 24th birthday party, and he just really wanted to go there.
He wanted to have his party at Club Evergreen.
Hey.
Yeah.
Does that say something about the way society is today?
That's odd, man. Back in the day, we go to House of Hong.
We're going to World Cafe. House of Hong, Chinese restaurant, yeah. Lures.
Chinese restaurant
when
with
Lures
DJs.
Street was dangerous.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. Bring the shank.
Yep. Back when Lures Street was hood.
That's right.
Now it's beautiful.
Now it's Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, see, you don't remember Lures Street.
My 24th birthday, why would I want to go to Evergreen?
Exactly. Okay, so you go there, yeah. His birthday. You go support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the process? I've never gone. Cabot's never gone. To go to a Korean hostess bar, and how do you attract the woman? The woman just comes up to you. Like, what? Do you know the process of this whole thing?
Good question.
The guys yelled at the owner to give them girls. Like, Chogyo! And all that stuff. And they're just bring them over here. And then the owner was just like, hey, you girls over there. You just go into that room and just whatever. Yeah.
Not like, girls!
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, the girls go in. Then who chooses who? Like, how do I just, as a patron, go pick? I pick down. I pick. How do you?
Like you.
You don't necessarily get to pick the girls. The girls kind of have like their own like you know like but hi, how are you?
Oh, they decide.
Yeah. So they're just like between like every other guy, and then they see me, and it's just like, what the hell are she doing here?
Right. So you as a threat. Okay. Yes. So, what is the cost of this?
I did not know. I just bought a beer and I felt uncomfortable and I just decided to leave. Mm.
How long were you there?
Literally 15 minutes. Wow. I just was not liking the vibe.
How much is a beer there?
$10.
Six pack and some poo-poo.
Oh man, yeah.
Is there food there at this place?
Yeah, there's food. Korean food.
Of course.
Typical Korean bar food.
All right, yeah. Funny kind of vegetable, kimchi.
Tteokbokki.
Yeah. Egg with meat. Put inside.
Clean stuff with red stuff.
Plenty stuff with a smell.
Lots of gochujang.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say that, but yeah. Gochujang.
So then you just keep paying. Is that how it works for her to stay with you?
Yep. And the more drinks that you buy and stuff like that, or like if you offer her some more money to go and hang out like at another bar after her shift or something else.
Oh, interesting.
One thing can definitely lead to another. And
a girl can make a lot of money doing this. Just keep them, bring them in, and go to next bar.
Yes, she can.
Unreal.
I choose not to do that though. That's just not what I
do. It's just fascinating though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for a guy, first of all, to
pay. These girls are not local though.
No, they are.
Shipped in.
Brought them in on the boat.
Flown in.
I don't know the girl's backstory. Yeah. I don't know the girl's backstory.
Traffic.
This is a controversial show. This ain't CNN.
I got people that can come on here and like blast us about traffic.
Blow it up. Yep, that's it.
Anyway.
So yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was the first thing that happened after after the anniversary party, and then something a little bit more serious. I had just gotten into a car accident.
Oh, you're okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I love cars. Yes. I and my team, we've built my car.
What kind of car do you drive?
Acura RSX.
Nice.
And I was in a car accident because there was this person who was driving on the freeway. And she was putting on her makeup and she slams her brakes in the middle of the freeway, right off of the Piikoi on ramp, to be more specific.
Yeah.
Heavy traffic over there always, and I just made it worse. 3-car accident, I was the last car.
Oh.
And then, my whole front end is just like, it's just bad. I was so heartbroken, but it's not my first, you know, car accident, so. Being calm, I go and check up on all the other people who were involved in the crash. I ask if they're okay. And the person who started this whole thing, she is a Insta-famous person who follows me, and I follow her.
Oh, interesting.
How small this island is.
Wow. It's an island.
Yes, and she is known for being one of the very few transgendered beauty gurus on Instagram.
Beauty gurus.
Yes.
Nice.
She is amazing with makeup.
Oh.
Very amazing. Hence why she was putting on makeup.
You just gotta keep practicing.
Oh, is that the one, I wanna say dude. Let's see. The one person.
Yes.
That actually took over the Instagram. There's that one famous person that That also was like Thrasher shirts from Ever Beach. You know what I'm talking about?
That's Bretman Rock.
Okay, yeah.
That is not him.
Oh,
this
okay.
Is,
wow.
This is a more new up and coming. He's gay. This person is transgendered.
Okay.
Taking hormones and stuff like
that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I went to go check up on her, and she was freaking out really, really bad because not only did she know who I was, but she knows what I do when it comes to like car shows. And when she saw,
so she does know you. She's not like one of the thousands of followers, and then she just happened. Okay, she actually knows your page.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
See?
Hey, social media.
This island is very small, and so. The worst part about it is that because of all the modifications that I've done, my insurance won't cover me. So I have to pay out of pocket.
Ooh.
And
got it.
Her bumper was just like dented. Like I could only count like 4 dents. And she did not have insurance.
Of course.
So I don't know how people can get away with that. Like
that is a whole other problem.
It's a whole other problem.
Yes, that needs to be rectified. But,
yeah. So
well, but you checked up on her because you were fine.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Yes.
There's another car involved, though.
Yes, there was another car. Middle car. He had a, white car. He had a white car, and then she had a brown car, and I have my black car. So yeah, like it was in that order. So it's her car, military guy's car, and then my car.
Oh. Okay.
At the very end. So of course I'm going to be deemed as fault because I'm the last one for the military guy's car.
Right.
And the military guy is going to be at fault for her car.
Right.
But because she doesn't have insurance, military guy and my insurance have to work together to cover all of ours.
Correct.
And my insurance saying that, you have a modified car, we cannot cover everything, so let's just give you this much amount, and it was not enough. And I was really heartbroken.
I don't blame you, yeah. It's just all created by this makeup it.
So she gets off free?
Yes, she did.
She
totaled out her car because the cost to replace her bumper, or not even that, like it was just 4 dents. It was 4 dents.
Right.
She totaled it out, and now I hear that she's going to be getting a new car.
Oh, the justice.
See how this works? everyone? And then, well, you checked up on her as well.
Yes.
And then she was not of sound mind.
No, she was freaking out pretty bad because this was her very first accident. So I tended to her medically, made sure that she was like feeling all right, making sure that she wasn't moving, and just making sure that she was staying calm.
Sheila the nurse.
This is fancy. With all of the talk of millennials doing this, millennials doing that, who steps up to the plate?
There you go.
In the clutch situation.
Yes.
Then you.
Our resident
well
millennial.
Well done. Yes. Sounds like she threw up too, right?
She's off. Yeah, she's
the one at all.
She was. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she was just like.
I just guessed.
She checked her face in the mirror and just like. Just was freaking out and.
She
and,
did the waving her hands.
Yeah,
it's hot.
I was just guessing.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody does that, does that make them automatically just like a.
I think that's just a natural freak out.
Do you see any guy do this, like with the hands?
No,
this thing?
The military guy, he was just like, man, this sucks.
Oh, yeah, because he just got
there
shot
go,
at by Iraqis.
Yeah, he's dealing with, bombs in the air.
Dude, it was. All right, so she had to get taken away to the hospital.
Whoa.
Because she was freaking out that bad and she wouldn't calm herself down.
Wow.
So my insurance also has to pay for that as
well.
And do you know how expensive ambulance rides is?
Yes.
If we're on the Pikikoi on ramp,
to
Queens or to Kapi'olani, it's still
really
expensive. It's like about $1,000. So.
Wait, she's at fault, but you guys gotta pay for everything. I don't
understand that one.
Dude,
the ambulance, I don't
up.
Understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
She just wouldn't calm down, and you know when you let the nerves get the best of you, and then you just feel totally out of control. That's something that she just.
Well, a lot of kind of transgender mahu steezies, you know, the Queens, they all overreact. I mean, on the
because you know why? They can't handle.
Maybe they just pop you too much hormone pills, cause like,
Pac-Man.
So
could
while I was taking care of her, I gave her my hydro flask and.
Did you drink some? What was in the hydro flask?
Water. It was water.
That was normal.
She's 19. It was water.
All right.
So and then she left it in her car, and then they towed her car away, so I couldn't get my water bottle.
You
back.
Lost your hydro flask.
No, I got it back.
Hey.
I went to go meet up with her, and I got it back, and. I don't want to tell you guys where she lives because...
No, of course not. But
I was scared when I went to her apartment complex.
Oh.
All right.
It was in Kalihi.
There you go. I was just going to say, it can only be one place.
Chicken.
It was in Kalihi. And I was scared for being white and just walking around down there trying to find her apartment.
She just started chanting in Hawaiian.
No.
Like Hawaiian, you guys.
Just say your last name again and again. And
yeah,
again.
Just keep saying it. Just keep mumbling. They think you're crazy.
But
yeah,
exactly. I felt a little bit intimidated, not going to lie. And
of
then
course.
She came out. And then, you know, we talked story and everything like that. I made sure that she was okay. She was doing all right, but she's just still kind of shook.
Wow.
But yeah, according to her, her dad's not going to let her drive any more cars until she's able to afford one of her own.
That's good, man. Yeah. That's well, a good okay, thing.
There's
good
that.
There you go. Yes.
There's some silver lining to this.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that was something.
Yeah, that's
journey.
It. So now I'm still paying for my car, and yeah, it's still in my shop, trying to fix it up. And
what is your where's your shop? What is the shop?
It's all the way out in Makakilo.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So that's where my car is right now. So I kind of Uber and Lyft. I also have another car, but it's not technically...
The beater.
Yeah, it's a beater.
Oh, really? You actually... Oh,
no,
okay. Yeah,
no,
you don't, right?
It's not a beater.
Why did I know, baby?
It's not a beater. No, it's not
a
beater.
It's the beater
car
in the other...
That's
it's
not
a
240. My car.
It's what the... yeah.
It's a 911 Carrera.
There
nice.
You go.
Nice
yes.
car.
There you
yes.
go. That's
yep.
it.
And I'm so scared to drive that car, but I would... Yeah.
Standard?
It's, I'm sorry?
Is it a standard?
No, it is not.
Oh.
It is not a standard.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
But yeah, that's what happened to me. That's the biggest thing that I've been dealing
wow.
with.
That was major.
The insurance thing is what gets me, though. That's
very
what I
bizarre.
Really,
I don't get it.
I don't understand how that works. If you're the first person, you pretty much screwed up everybody, and then everybody
yeah.
behind you got to pay.
Yeah.
The ambulance situation is bizarre.
Yeah, that's weird.
Very bizarre.
Yeah,
why?
I don't get that one. That's, yeah. Usually the person they're trying to attend to, that's what
yeah.
they charge, right? No matter what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Someone should please shed light on that, because right. that...
Bumblebee, bro.
I tell you.
Yeah, because DJ Bumblebee is a...
He's
yes.
the EMT.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right, yes. Guy we know, he is now EMT currently, right?
Yeah,
he's
currently EMT, yeah. So
he probably may have been the guy that picked up.
Yeah,
it.
He might have been.
I mean, you never know.
Hop
let's
DJ.
Get together and
I
find
tell you
out.
What. I tell you what, but it's just an uninsured motorist.
Yeah.
That problem is such a serious problem.
I'm
that
just,
creates traffic.
And so, I'm still upset that she got
totally
away with
agree.
It. Totally got away with
well,
it.
Well, at least you were fine, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
I
cars,
walked,
everything, you know,
I
physically.
Walked away.
Yeah, you walked away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
in spite of things, you know.
So you're,
I was a little sore after the accident just because it was just so quick.
Yeah.
Right.
But other than that, I'm
you got
still
health.
Still able to walk,
okay, right.
so
still
I shouldn't,
able to walk.
Like, I can't.
Still
yeah.
able to talk,
right.
and when it comes to talking, it leads to dating.
Yes.
And
oh no!
Because hopefully you do talk when you date, and
yeah.
we have something else that happened.
Oh yeah!
It's like the icing on the cake of Michaela's recap.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think this would be a culmination, though. I mean, not like a, but then it's because dating is an ongoing thing, right?
Yeah.
Being social, the Tinder, you know,
yes.
that kind
very
of thing. That's ongoing.
Tinder.
So, what is the latest in the social dating life going on right now?
It's dumb.
There you go.
It's dumb.
Sums it up.
So, where do I even begin for this one? Okay, so I was supposed to hang out with this guy on Saturday night.
Ooh, local
know.
Guy?
No, military guy.
No, no.
Okay.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Military
oh, no.
all the way.
Howley, military guy.
Oh.
Yes. Total.
Our favorite.
Hey, I got a lot of Howley military friends out there.
But
just...
But he's just, I, okay, so we're supposed to hang out on Saturday night, you know, like probably catch dinner and a movie and then like, you know, chill afterwards, like
chill.
Whatever.
That's
but,
right. That's what
but,
they do.
As I was finishing up work because I had work before the date, I texted him, hey, we're still on for hanging out tonight, right? He's like, actually, I'm going to a rodeo
oh.
in North Shore. You should come meet me. Now, you guys don't know me that well enough, but I am not driving all the way out to North Shore for a rodeo.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Yeah, I got that right.
We second that and third that and fourth that.
What
okay?
is his name? Genuine. Which is coming to town. By the
oh.
way.
Yeah, right. Who sang the song Rodeo? 69 Boys.
69 Boys.
Oh,
69
no.
Boys. No 69 over there.
69 Boys. Genuine.
There ain't no 69. It is Rodeo.
I, nope, you guys,
no show for the rodeo.
It's not his first
show.
Rodeo.
Guys, I was so upset.
I don't blame you.
Wow.
And I was so just like, how, like, what, why, you're giving up a date, first of all, with me, not to toot my own horn. I have self-confidence and all that
stuff. Toot away.
Come on.
Let's do it.
You're going to give up a date with a girl.
True.
To go to a rodeo.
See the bucking bronco.
To go to a rodeo. Yeah.
Some guys' priorities, bruh.
I don't get it. If someone can fill me in, please let me know.
We gotta get a resident cowboy or something. Paniolo.
The resident Paniolo. Good luck finding that one.
You need to find a resident Paniolo.
Well, okay. Obviously, this is out of control. Obviously, this guy is a yahoo.
Sounds like you're defending right now.
I'm not. This guy is a yahoo, and we're gonna leave it at that, because how do you not? What's the purpose of that? The sell. You know what I mean? Like, okay, go on a date with girl. The rodeo.
Rodeo, yeah. Horses.
There is no sell here.
And it's a Hawaii rodeo. Nothing against
How does one find that? Right, I mean, how do these guys know of a rodeo? Who promotes a rodeo?
Yeah.
Let alone in North Shore, for God's sakes. So, total fail. This guy, as we've said before, get him out of here. Get out.
Yeah, get out of this. You didn't talk to this guy after that, did you?
No.
Good.
Get good.
I don't look at any of his Snapchats. I don't look at any of his Instagram stories.
Send him out.
Go cruise with the horses, the lamb, the lion.
Yeah, that's right. Go do something with the horse if he's so bored with his life.
That's never happened to me before, where someone says no because of they're going to go watch a horse.
A rodeo.
Or a bull.
Right.
I've had no because like, I'm going to go hang out with my guy friends. Or like I had prior plans that I forgot about, but a horse...
Backcountry.
Midwestern hillbilly.
That's what I get for going on Tinder, guys. That's just what I get.
Because majority of the guys are
military
Howley Hicks. That's just what it goes. Because it comes down once again, house dating is in Hawaii. Because you have the local guys, they're usually shy, or they're not gonna do the kind. But the military guys are not shy. And they're gonna do that kind, and all the dating sites are gonna have, like you've seen, military guys.
I will admit, though, I do like him when he calls me darling, because I'm just like,
That's his lure. Oh. That's the lure in the bay. Find me reeling
local,
him in.
A local Waimanalo Paniolo guy for you then.
Do they exist?
Right? They do, bro.
There's still Paniolos going around. Walking around the town.
There is,
Well, I tell you what, they're not going to come into town in Texas.
They come down to shows all the time.
But that's practically, you know, the majority of the exciting things that have been happening to me recently.
It's pretty nuts.
Unreal. And the party scene, what is going on there? I mean, you haven't mentioned Kuriamoku. Are you still a member of Kuriamoku?
You just got your card?
You still got your card? Your card membership?
Well, I've been working a lot for me to be able to cover my car. So I've been trying to save money by just going to Long's and buying beer and then going to like my friend's house and just like talking story and getting drunk there.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Saving money.
Saving. Yeah. Economic.
But guarantee, if I were to show up there, they'd be like, oh, hey, it's been a long time. Where have you been?
Right. They're always weird like that. When you don't see someone for a while, rather than just embrace you, be like, hey, you haven't been, they get pissed off.
Yes.
Why is that? How come you don't call me? How come you don't see me? Where are you?
I'm sorry for having a life. I'm so sorry.
It's just amazing. I just don't get it. There's a lot of revelations coming out of this episode, I think.
There is a car show coming up, right, in August?
Spocom.
Your car's not going to be ready?
No.
What team do you represent for Spocom?
Drag Tech Racing.
There you go, Drag Tech. Shout out.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And Makakilo, is that the headquarters?
No. That is where my mechanic lives.
Okay.
He lives all the way out there. He's working.
I like that you have a mechanic. That's dope.
He's first and foremost my really good friend, but that's he's also my mechanic, and he teaches me a lot of things that I didn't know about my car that I'm truly appreciative for, and because I didn't go to school for this.
Right.
No,
right.
No. I went to school to become an esthetician, not to become a mechanic. So right. I do need help, I will admit that. So I go out there, and we talk story about cars, and then we just talk more like what's going on with each other's life, and then we go back to the car, and it's just like, it's chill.
Yeah. When did you realize you're into cars in that sense?
Probably.
Was it high school, earlier than that, after high school?
Well, at first I was originally into Harleys. I was into bikes because of my uncle who has passed, and he just was, he would just be like, hey, Kayla girl, pass me that wrench over there. And I would just be like with my pacifier and then my little galoshes, like at 3 years old, I'm just like, here you go. Just, wow. Yeah. So I've always had like a love for it, but it didn't really blossom until I was like about in high school, when I was just like, wow, this is really cool. Oh, I can actually do this. This is even cooler. Right. So, and it all just stemmed up from
into
there.
Speed.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it all gets that taken care of. I mean, yeah. it will get...
I hope so.
You know, 1 week at a time, we always say, it'll get figured out. And then the next show... How often are these car shows for you?
Probably once every 2 to 3 months or so. Like, the most out of the year is going to be, like, 4.
Okay.
Well, you remember the car shows, right, Zach? We used to DJ room, we used to be...
That's true. There'll
DJ
be DJ
battles
there. Yeah.
Great DJ
when
battles.
When was this?
This is 2000s. This is all 2000.
What car shows are those?
Those kind of things. They'd have the bikini show.
Yeah, it was not important.
We'd always have the DJ battle, then the bikini show.
Yeah, it was him.
And then that's it.
Yeah. They used to be really dope. Really dope before. Yeah. They still got the B-boy battle, but it's not as good as before.
Right. That's passe, right?
Do they still have like the booty contest? They still got that?
They still do that.
They still do bikini contest.
The whole shebang.
So they actually have a... What's called?
They just don't contest. They just don't do the wet t-shirt contest anymore. Because it's indoors, so they don't want to... Yeah.
But you know, 24... I mean, I remember I had to MC one of the stage shows, right? And I had to hand it off when it got to that because I just couldn't do it. I couldn't degrade women that way, white, when they do the wet t-shirt.
That's true. I can't picture it.
Because our homies was the guys that did all the sound.
Yeah.
So like, oh, Kevin, can you MC the HIM? And I was like, cool. So yeah, B-boy jam, whatever, you know, bikini contest. I gave it to my other homie because I could never talk about women on the mic in front of thousands of people. And I could never see the thirsty dudes. Like, and some of my friends up in the front with the cameras. I would just go to stage and be like, can't do this. I'll call up a mainstream radio dude and be like, yo, can you do this bikini show, dude?
That is...
I just can't do this.
I would just clown them.
No,
the
because, dude, it's like...
Because that's what they're all doing. You know, they're all there with the camera. And
it's like a 10 deep thick of guys just like...
You guys doing that, and then they sing any kind... Comedy.
It is comedy.
It's a very male-dominated world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I
don't do that. No. No.
No, you're. Yeah.
I don't do that. Yeah.
You enter the cars.
I enter the cars.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And that just shows what... That's, in essence, the dating world again. In social behavior again. Because you have the... What is really the age you think is like a... Where a guy... I have a question to you here. As a mature, when the mature levels of a guy become, like, what number is that? 25, 28?
I would really like to
know. Because, like, I'm hearing this a lot of, like, these guys are just getting, they're just out of their minds. They're out of their head as far as just,
I don't know, man. I don't know. If...
When does that happen? Does that happen? Is it a different generation now? Because a lot of guys are either really insecure, they're really... No personality, really, as far as they can't communicate. They're shy.
I still have a lot of friends that are like late 30s, early 40s, like don't have a girlfriend, they don't go out.
I'm doomed.
Like, nah, you're not doomed.
You're not picking out of that stock.
Yeah.
I mean, just,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It comes down to confidence within, right? I mean, these guys who live in their parents' basement and are staying home all the time, they're complaining how they don't have a girl. That's the reason why they don't have a girl.
Dude, I have a friend just like that.
Well, you know what? Let's call him up and be like, cut it out.
No, he complains on... It's sad, though. It's like, it's not pitiful. It's sad at this point. He posts up on Facebook, like, how come no one wants to go movies with me? Like,
because you're at home.
That's so bad for a dude.
It comes out. You gotta... It comes
dudes,
down to going out.
I think they put themselves into creeper status.
Exactly.
Know? Into like...
You need to get out of the creeper status.
I think I talk about this with somebody. It might have been Spell One. Like, how do you get into creeper status? How do you get yourself out of creeper?
Like, you
know, I mean, I've never had that problem whenever it was that dude. You know what I mean?
I don't think I mean that.
Because you can tell who the creepers are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you walk to the bar, into the clubs, whatever. It's
right.
Like, oh, dude.
It's the personality.
It must be
the personality of desperation.
Yeah.
The personality of just not being able to have a personality.
Right.
Not be able to talk awkwardly.
Yeah.
Those are big factors. Even if they even go out.
Oh.
Because
there you go.
If you figure right, people they just don't go out. They expect it all to come to them.
Yeah.
So it's like for yourself, you go out, and you're dealing with people who are not introverts. You're dealing with extroverted people as well. maybe the things that you like are better suited for someone who is an introvert, and that you're not going to find him out at a certain bar. You know what I mean? Like, when people are passionate about some stuff, you're not going to find that at a bar.
Yeah. You know,
because those guys they're going out all the time. They don't have time to be passionate about something.
Yeah.
Because we have a guy, Sommelier, for example. Mm. Sommelier, very passionate about music, for example. He deals with a lot of bars. He's a wine vendor. A lot of those people in the bar scene, they don't know about hip-hop as much as he does. They don't have that same passion. Mm-hmm. Their passion is drinking and getting all the kind. Maybe that is the thing. I don't know. What do you guys think here?
I don't know.
It's a complex thing. You know.
On the other hand, I got people that are like afraid of commitment.
We got that too.
You know what I mean? I got like guys that are in the 30s that can't even commit. And like, they have like awesome girlfriends, and then those girls are like, ring on it? Nope. So they move on and get married and kids within like a year. These guys are stuck in downtown.
Stuck in downtown.
Stuck
in downtown. That's an album.
Well, I have no answers for that, though. I don't know if Michaela is young. She's active. So she's not got to worry at all. You don't got to worry at all. Sister.
Correct. Yes.
You don't got to worry at all.
That's what this is going to come right back to you, is don't worry about this. You cannot rush this kind of stuff. You rush this stuff, problems. Always going to be problems.
Notice.
But so don't be rushed. Don't be desperate. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just take care of yourself.
I don't mess with these yahoos. I want to go rodeos.
Exactly.
What the heck is wrong with
exactly.
these guys?
Okay. Tinder. As we have talked about before, waste time.
Wait. I did have one of my friends. He did find his wife.
Through Tinder?
Yes, he did.
Really?
It was... I gotta ask him if I can talk... I'm not gonna talk about who he is, but his story is pretty unreal. Like, she's actually a professor at a college.
That's very bizarre. I have...
They're perfect for each other. They're like perfect, though.
Really? Yeah.
They're like perfect for each other. Yeah.
Wow. So go figure with that.
No, that was like one of like many stories of That's one of one
right.
that I heard of success.
That's gotta be like the one.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well,
wow.
Great.
On that note.
Great to them, honestly, because it's really hard. It's difficult trying to find someone that you vibe with, especially if you live on an island that, you know, that if you're going to think about dating, you have to think if they probably dated one of your friends.
Well, you probably have a lot of guy friends being in the car scene, though, right?
I do have a lot of guy friends, but that doesn't mean that I'm not attracted to them to where I'd want to, like, take that step. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
It's just, like, I don't see anything more than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They're great people, and I'm pretty sure that, yeah, like, that's just it. But if, like, yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Obviously, you're still stifled on the rodeo, man.
I am, dude. I am just at a loss for words. That has never happened to me before.
This just sums up a lot of just what guys are doing today.
How old is this guy? He's a millennial.
He just turned 23, and I just turned 23.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah, he's riding the Yahoo horse right now.
He's going to be riding that for a while.
Yeah. Please don't ever talk to that guy again.
He ain't going
to
be a Gmail anytime soon, bro. He's going to be a Yahoo for a while.
He's not going to even be Hotmail, bro. He's still Yahoo.com.
He's not going to be a Hotmail.
That Hotmail. He's not a Hotmail. He's not a Hotmail. He doesn't use Hotmail. He's not a G, so he doesn't use Gmail. It's a Yahoo.com.
He's not a...
You guys are so...
Netscape.
He's not a navigator.
Navigator.
He's not an AOL.
AOL.
He's an LOL.
AOL.com.
LOL.
He's more of an LOL.
LOL.com.
Never mind this guy. Okay.
Is there an email address? Something at LOL.com?
LOL.com.
That's pretty funny. No, I mean LOL.
Oh, LOL.com. We can create that.
Remember AOL. Do you have AOL.com?
Of course, yes.
AIM back in the day.
Of course, yes. AIM, chat rooms, you know, to catch a predator. Always great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, we're off on the camera.
Oh, we're off on the camera, which means we gotta take a break.
Minutes. This is it,
minutes,
right?
That's
here.
It. All right.
Shout out to Michaela, our resident millennial.
Thank you very much for returning.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be back.
Better times.
Better times, yes. Next time you come, it'll be better times.
Yes.
And I'll come back with more stories.
Woo! Oh, I'm sure.
Bye.
Season 5, episode 55. Michaela is still alive.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Aloha, this is Nick Rolovich from UH Football, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cabin Cabin and Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse. Pride Rock, baby.
Hey, this is Rick Bellangiani, General Manager for Hawaii News Now. You know, guys who know sports, they listen to podcasts. But the guys who really know sports, they listen to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Sleep Time's Over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, Season 5, Episode 55. Michaela is...
alive. Still alive.
They live. She lives. They live. Do you like that movie?
Ran out of bubble.
They live?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper, dude.
Rest in peace? Yeah, that was definitely rest in peace and definitely a memorable movie.
That movie, I remember when I've seen it. I don't know what to think of it. I think I saw it. I don't know how I even seen it, but I remember...
Well, I just watched it because it was Roddy Piper. That's the first thing I knew about it, was it was Roddy Piper.
See, I didn't even know that. I just seen it because it was like alien stuff. So I was like, oh cool. Okay. And then I said, hey, yo, Roddy Piper. And then I was like hooked.
So I just was like dissecting him as an actor. I'm like, wow, he's in a movie. Because he retired and then he filmed. That was the first movie he filmed after he retired.
And he's pretty good. He's a pretty good actor.
He's a good actor, yes. I mean, he made that other movie, that Frogtown. Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Oh, was that good?
No. Dang. It was bad. But they live.
Whoever
very good.
Whoever his agent is, should have got fired, bro. I thought he could butt into an action star, man.
He was going to do a TV show with Jesse Ventura. It was like a cop show. Him and Ventura were going to be cops.
Is Ventura a good actor?
I think he's an action star. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. I mean, but then
he wasn't Predator.
Right. Small role, right? He's always in a Stallone movie or a Schwarzenegger movie. Yeah. He knows his boys.
Yeah.
But
the mayor, Jesse the Body.
He's a great talker. He became the mayor.
He's like one of the first, right? Like wrestling celebrity.
Independent as well.
That's true.
He was not a Democrat nor a Republican.
Oh, look at the politics flying around.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, boy. I tell you. So, with that said, speaking of They Live, we go all the way back to thanking Michaela for coming on.
Yes, thank you, Michaela. She's feeling some hard times there.
Hit by some hard times. We got deep. We got deep with that.
Deep. I don't know.
That's good, though. That's good information.
Well, you know, she seems like one of the realest millennial people I know.
Correct.
She has a job.
Yeah.
You know? She's unlike any, like, regular female where she likes cars.
Yes. She helps people in need.
She helps people in need.
In trouble, in desperate time, in a car accident, she helps people. You don't see that often. You don't see that with people our age.
She didn't show any madness. Like, she isn't mad. Or she wasn't raging. Like, she was like, you know, this person.
Right. Don't sound like me.
We would have been, like, totally different. But right. She was like, she was level-headed.
Yes.
Which is...
No, she's got a good head on her shoulders. I knew that's why we brought her on, because it's... she has a unique perspective on things. Yes. And she'll be back part of the many staff members of this show. The staff's growing. I tell you. We have the MMA analyst. We have the boxing analyst. Yep. The Hollywood reporter. Yep. The real estate agent.
We still gotta get him on. I haven't seen him in a while.
We gotta talk about realty. We got him.
Yeah, no, we got him, man.
Okay, if you listen out there,
you gotta Lally Williams, what is the name? I was hearing the commercials.
What was the name of that?
Team Lally, right?
Team Lally?
When you buy your house, and then, they buy your house if they don't sell it within a certain amount of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
There's gotta be a catch to that, though.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, time for news of the week. News, topics, take time, waste time.
Yeah, the famous take time, waste time.
Apparently.
We got a lot of people like tagging us. Shout out Instagram.
Yes.
Sleep Time's Over.
No, for real. Thank
Facebook,
you.
Facebook, Sleep Time's Over.
Yeah.
Twitter, which we hardly check.
Yeah.
Sleep Time's Over 1. YouTube, Sleep Time's Over. SoundCloud, Sleep Time's Over. Podomatic, Sleep Time's Over. iTunes. Hey.
Yeah.
You know, we've embraced the millennial way to do things.
We have to. We have to conform.
And I've been talking about that on my Cavit Catalyst Twitter. And Facebook about adapting the new style of promoting, which is the social media ball of yarn, and taking what we learned in the golden era of hip hop in the 90s and combining the two.
That's what it is.
So people don't think it as in like I'm trying to like say be one of those dudes who are like, oh yeah, it was better back in the day. No.
No, I don't agree. I disagree with that. You
I'm
said
to
it
take
right.
The best of both worlds.
That's and this is what the show is.
Yeah.
We're bringing best of like we're doing with Michaela.
Right.
She's young. We're not.
Yeah.
We're combining and getting different perspective.
We're two old dudes that have embraced.
We're embracing.
Yeah.
We're a lot of embracing.
Yeah, a lot of hugs.
So before we start hugging, let's go with topic one.
Here we go. What you got? I got this. Kurt Muggert signed the bill, right? Charging distracted walkers.
Yes. In the crosswalk.
Yeah. You're looking at your phone.
Yeah.
If you are texting, Instagramming, making little doggy faces.
Tinder.
Tindering.
Swiping away.
Everybody's swiping.
As you cross the street. And then kaboom, you get down. Oh,
girl market. Dies of Tinder.
This is, okay, there's good to this.
It's good, no, it's good and there's
bad. But there's a lot of waste time to this.
My personal, well, that's a lot of waste time.
Because of the regulation factor.
They're just trying to make money for the rail, man.
Yes.
They're trying to find any which way to take our money for the rail.
They're going any which way without the obvious, yeah. Which is gambling.
Yeah.
Hit them hard with gambling.
Marijuana.
You get your money. Excuse Marijuana.
Me, cannabis.
Cannabis.
Shut up.
And I'm going to bring it up again, whether you guys like it or not. Prostitution.
Yeah. That one is really weird just saying it. Like, ugh.
I'm just saying. Of course it's weird. But you got a lot Amsterdam. Of people making money. They're making plenty of money.
Plenty of money, yeah.
And then we can regulate a lot of stuff with it. Once you get the feds in there, once you get FBI control, not FBI, the IRS controlling
Wait, is
this.
Is Vegas? No, but no place is legal in America, all right?
For gambling?
No, for...
For prostitution?
For taxing the coochie.
Vegas.
Vegas is?
Yeah, Vegas is legal.
Oh, it's legal.
Yeah. Prostitution is legal in Vegas.
Right. Only Vegas, right?
That I'm not sure. In the we need Stat Boy for that.
Stat Boy, I have no idea where he is. Don't even ask.
Oof. I tell you, I'm going to look this up now. Where is it legal in the United States?
But I think, I still think, both it, yeah. Well, I still think marijuana is the way to go.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
And offshore gambling.
Yeah.
I think those are the two ways, man.
Definitely.
Hawaii, the herbal meditation is number one. Everybody wants it.
Yep.
You make the money. You want to pay for the rail? Do that. You want to pay for more rail? Gambling.
Here we go. We got this. Nevada is the only U.S. jurisdiction to allow some legal prostitution.
There you go.
8 counties in Nevada have active brothels.
Oh.
Prostitution outside the licensed brothels is illegal throughout Nevada. So it's only in the 8 counties in Nevada, wow. Not the entire state of
Those
Nevada.
Brothels are probably a cesspool for diseases.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so back to jaywalkers.
Yeah.
Waste time, but we took a little time.
We took a little time, yes.
What else you got? What else
all
you
right,
got?
All right, let's go with it. I got them all locked in here. On a lighter note, let's just go to a lighter note here, because that was, yeah, cesspool. I like that. Questlove.
Dumpster fire.
And, yeah. Questlove and Black Thought, members of the Roots Crew, is what they're called.
Everybody know who the Roots is?
I don't know. I dealt with that earlier in the week.
Yeah, I see that.
And, yeah, I'm... Beg to differ if people really do know who they are. But they, AMC knows who they are.
Hey!
And they're giving them a TV show.
Wow.
On AMC. It's going to be called, I'm pulling it up, it's called the Hip Hop Yearbook.
Okay.
Where they're going to take it's a 6 episode run where they're going to pull the greatest songs from hip hop of that year and dissect them and break down the history,
okay.
history, break them down.
Right.
And they're going to go through various years and... They're executive producing this.
Oh.
Black Thought and Questlove. So
who's the hosts?
That has not been determined
yet. Time's over, bro. Get us in there.
Let's see what we can do.
I want to battle. We have to... Questlove, I heard, is like the biggest dictionary encyclopedia of hip-hop knowledge.
Yes.
Dude, I would love for us to battle him in Black Thought in hip-hop
That'd be something.
Trivia.
Yeah.
And he's going to be on Maui, by the way.
He is?
Yes.
For what?
He's going to be on Maui. And I'm trying through my man... That's out in Maui that's doing the promotion for that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him to Oahu.
Why is he in Maui?
He's on vacation. He has a 5-day residency at Charlie's in Paia, I think. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. Shout out to Brendan. That's he actually vacations on Maui.
He's going
to
be DJing.
He's going to be DJing. Do you know Questlove's DJ sets span over 4 to 6 hours?
I don't doubt it.
He told my friend.
Probably goes nuts.
This is firsthand that when he first DJed on Maui, because he's visiting... Neil Young or something that lives on Maui. I don't know. He hangs with those people.
Okay.
He wanted to DJ, so they got him a DJ gig. And my friend's like, "Oh, do you want an opening act?" He's like, "No, I'll DJ the whole night."
Mm.
And he literally DJed from 9 to 2.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And he told my friend that's the way he does it. He don't need nobody. He DJs from beginning to end.
That's great.
And I was like, dude, it's like he's like the one of none, because everybody else is just controller.
You're tired after an hour.
You're tired after they get paid, what, 6 figures for just press buttons?
Press the buttons, jump around.
Questlove is like actually being a selector.
Right, which is fitting that he is executive producer of the show.
Oh, yeah. He's a book of knowledge. So I would love to battle him, though, in hip-hop trivia.
I think that would be fantastic. We bring him in. You know?
Yeah, that'd be...
We battle him in Black Thought. Ooh, in 90s hip hop, who this?
With Sky Cameron as a mediator.
Exactly. I think we take him down.
I think we got it.
I know this sounds very outlandish to everyone listening.
Yeah, and I know everybody's out there. You guys is crazy.
They're all rolling their eyes right now.
No, we got him.
I can humbly, safely say, if you were at the anniversary party where we destroyed everyone at Who Dis 90s Hip Hop, I think we got him.
Take him out.
I think we got him.
We got him, dude.
I think we got him.
And the battle's still on. We'll challenge anybody in Hawaii.
Yes.
In hip hop trivia.
No question.
Like, we'll beat you. We'll beat you.
No question. But it's called, the show is called, before I turn this into getting some threats, the Rap Yearbook is the show.
Okay.
Most important rap song from every year since 1979. Discussed, debated, deconstructed. They're going to go down every year. It's July 29th. They announced this. It's a 6-episode documentary with the Roots executive producers. And that is all we know as of right now.
I hope Questlove comes correct.
I think so.
I hope he doesn't just do like the whole, like the typical stuff. Hope he goes into it, you know?
This is another note.
That's what I'm worried about.
It's based off Shea Serrano's New York Times best-selling book, The Rap Yearbook.
Oh.
So it's based off of this book.
So I guess we gotta go read that book. I've never even heard of that book.
Exactly, right. Yeah. So there you go with that. So hopefully Questlove.
Shout out to Questlove. He's gonna be in Maui. I gotta find out the dates.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brendan in Maui. He told me I got the lock if he ever wants to come to Oahu. So if Questlove does want to come to Oahu,
yeah,
then I got him. But if he wants to DJ, that's you gotta have money.
Right. Or get him to be guests on the show.
That's what I want. I told him like if Questlove decides while he's on vacation to come to Oahu on his own to go digging, to be sightseeing, I will be his guide. But I just would like him to be on the podcast.
That's it, right? Get the drop
and just have the Questlove sit over here and we talk story, bro.
That would be a great
time. I would dedicate 2 hours on Questlove.
You have to, yes. That'd be okay.
Because he can talk.
Of course.
I listened to his Suprema show on Spotify.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good. Anyway.
Yes, yes. Okay, what else you got?
I got Back in the Block. Football is coming back this month, baby.
Correct.
University of Hawaii. Rainbow Warrior, Rainbow Warrior, Rainbows.
Got it.
Extended version. Shout out to Rolo. Thank you for Rolo for not answering back. But hey, man, we'll get there. Same with... I'm airing people out right now. Same with John Venere. Thank you for not answering my texts. I air you out. I know it's football season. I'm just letting you know. We have been contacting you way before. But you will be on here. Because one day we'll be famous. Anyway, Tui Leta.
Okay.
He was a two-sport athlete for Punahou.
Okay.
The Golden Puns. I'll say Golden Gophers.
The Golden Puns. There's a lot of puns with Punahou.
So basically, he went to USC to play volleyball. Didn't like it. Came back to Hawaii.
Okay.
Played volleyball here. He's on the Olympic team, whatever.
Yep.
And now he is trying to be the quarterback for University of Hawaii Rainbow Warriors.
Yes. Who is the starter?
Drew Brown is the starter.
Drew Brown.
And he's good. He's a Holly guy, bro. But he's a good guy, though.
It's a good name, though. Good marketing name.
No, that's a great name, man. Yeah. Like, you know, you got to... I mean, on the real, dude, people want two quarterbacks. They want the Tom Brady, Golden Boy quarterback, or they want the Cam Newton, flashy. Bam, boom, bam, bam.
That's the two you got.
This guy's neither.
Oh, okay.
He's just reliable, sure shot.
He's just like that.
Yes, yes. What? Okay, just keep it up there.
Oh, what happened
there? Okay, there you go.
There you go. She's done, everyone.
Yep.
Get ready.
It's bring the kids to work day.
I tell you what, you know, a lot of us say that when we go to work. We say we're done. But we got to keep it going.
So UH is on the way. Their first game is this month, I think, in August.
End of August, right?
And we'll see. You know, the news, I think, just... Hawaii news is bad at causing controversy. They can't seem to stir up these... I know what they're trying to do. They were trying to make, like, Tui Leta's, like, pushing to be the starter.
Okay.
But he ain't going to be no starter, dude.
Oh, there's some controversy with the media?
They all covered it. And I'm like, why did you guys cover this so much, you know?
Oh.
They just, you know, to me, it's more like they kind of was hoping there'd be some kind of controversy, right?
Oh, okay, I got it.
I mean, I could be reading into this way wrong, but to me, I was like, why is everybody on this story like it's huge?
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, of course, it's Punahou, it's Allstate, but I mean...
Just to trying to draw up some type of interest, some buzz.
Which I guess is good because he's a local boy, right?
Yeah.
So local boy equals local fans equals money. So, you know, if it's a ploy by University of Hawaii marketing promotion with the news, so be it. Whatever. Right. Well, yeah, dude, he ain't gonna be playing. Like, I know Rolo, though. Rolo probably put him in a blowout or one of those wishbones, one of those, you know, wildcat formations.
Quite possibly, or definitely a home game.
Guaranteed, you know.
To appease whoever is left that goes.
But no, I don't care. If you're from here or from anywhere else, you better just win.
Right. Exactly.
Anyway, UH football. Exactly. It's coming UH football, back, baby. Back.
What's the first game? What do you play?
They play, I'm thinking, Northwestern.
The opener's Northwestern.
I think it's UH football.
That's right. UH football, dude.
Do you follow UH football?
Once again, I wish I could, but it's all on pay-per-view, and you can't watch
about
it.
This.
But this, it's going to be different this time because I will get to at least watch the replays because I do have Oceanic now.
They're playing at UMass.
At UMass.
August 26th.
Wow, okay.
At UMass.
Wow.
Which are the Minutemen?
Yep.
Yes. And then Western Carolina, here back in Hawaii, Aloha Stadium.
Okay.
Then at UCLA.
Okay.
Wow.
Got it. Wow.
LeVar Ball will be there.
I think so.
Wyoming. At Wyoming. Then Colorado State in Hawaii.
Here in Nevada.
Nevada at Nevada. San Jose, Hawaii. San Diego State. Hawaii. UNLV at UNLV. Fresno, Hawaii. Utah. Logan. Bring them young, baby. Don't bring them old.
There you go. Old reliable. Oahu. There you go. Bring them young. Ty Detmer's coming back.
Bring them young, baby.
Ty Detmer. Coy Detmer.
That's
all.
Of them.
I would watch if it wasn't on pay-per-view, but then now I can watch it more.
Like I did say, they should do it like back in the day.
Play the replay.
Right when it's done at 10 o'clock, they put it on K-Fi instantly. Like, I remember, because we couldn't afford it, we'd watch it 10:15, 10:20.
Yes.
Me and brothers would go on the TV. Here we go.
That was good fun to watch it late like that.
Yeah, late like that. You know what? That was good. And the thing is, look at me now. I'm a fan, a huge fan.
Yeah.
So now I have a family. I'm trying to figure out how I can get to the stadium. So they got to look at profits and ways to advertise this team that's long term, not short term.
It's a disconnect between their audience. They've totally disconnected their audience.
Yeah.
Totally. With this pay per view and just bad marketing of all their sports.
Yeah.
Because we used to follow all of them.
All of them, yeah.
Basketball, baseball, all of them. Volleyball, right? So they got work to do.
This is make UH football games free. The pay-per-view.
I don't understand why they have pay-per-view.
Or just make it delayed.
Just make it delayed.
The kickoff is at 7:05, then do this at 8:05. You know what I mean? So
something along the lines of that.
Something. Yeah. Just figure it out. Be creative.
Yeah, exactly. But
anyway, so shout out to Tuileta, my man, whatever.
Yes, Tuileta.
No, Tuileta.
The puns.
Go get it. But Drew Brown's the quarterback. Let's
go. There you
go.
All right. We talked about transgenders earlier.
We did, actually.
Ironically, we did.
I'm like,
and, yeah.
Person, you said it. I'm like, dude, don't say that.
I'm just saying.
I know,
okay?
I know.
I'm just going to say. All right. Well, speaking of it.
She be.
A good, long-time, close personal friend of the show got in trouble with a transgender this past week. Bobby Valentino.
Hey!
The R&B singer.
Wow.
And if you know what happened with this?
No, I didn't
hear that. I'll tell you what's going on here. Okay, so Bobby Valentino, he paid for an escort.
Okay.
Which is something we talked about earlier as well.
Interesting, yes.
And he was not, he hired an escort, transgender escort.
He did not know.
He allegedly did not know.
Okay.
He allegedly did not pay the transgender. And the transgender pretty much outed him out on Instagram.
Wow.
Called him out by name. Claims he hasn't paid for her services.
No transaction.
And while he rushes out of the door and runs down the hallway, he's like, he's literally with his pants down.
Wow.
And she throws the shoe at him. And it's all on Instagram.
Wow.
We got the footage right here. Again, there's a clip here which we could play. Do you want to watch this, everyone? I don't know.
Check it out.
So because of that, he's getting bastardized on social media.
What was his last hit? What was his, like...
Slow Down. Remember that song?
How long ago was that?
A long time ago. 2005, 2006.
Man, these guys, like, really go from high to, like, low, 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 low.
Yeah.
Well, he can't just go in the club and Mac, because his Mac moves on?
These Yahoos, man.
It makes no sense.
So, here's what the transgender said. She goes, let me say this, what I did to Bobby Valentino was on the basis he didn't have any coin.
Wow.
So to play with my money is to play with my life,
hey,
like any girl would do.
Mm.
Don't expose, but extort and get what's rightfully yours, either voluntarily or involuntarily. I don't care who doesn't respect my decision. Because my band cover was respected the most, son.
Aw, oh, damn. Stacking chips, baby.
She didn't say son. But there you go.
She said son.
So everybody's like bashing him. Snoop Dogg, he's saying, yo, Bobby Valentino, man.
Yo, Bobby V.
I'm laughing at you, son. I'm laughing as he's smoking. So everybody's attacking him. Breakfast Club, I don't know if you watch that show.
I watch it sometimes late night.
Everybody's attacking this guy and take time or waste time on this Yahoo doing this, not knowing. First of all, how do you not know, first of all, that this is a transgender or not? I mean, shouldn't it be somewhat of an obvious thing, kind of, when you just talk to the
Adam's apple. We got to look at it. He hasn't been a hit in a while. He has no money.
Yeah.
He don't care.
I guess so.
He don't care.
I guess so.
But it's sad, though, because it's like, man, you don't have any game.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You have no game. You can't just do like a comeback show, you know what I mean? Like,
well, guys have done this in the past. Hugh Grant is paid for it, right?
Shh.
I mean, Eddie Murphy picked one up. He didn't pay for it, but celebrities. Martin Lawrence, I mean, I don't know. It's just an act of desperation? Jay-Z? Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
There you go.
To me, it's just pitiful to me. You were on top of the game. You had money and fame.
I was rhyming, son. Bars, son.
Game, money and fame. Now you're lame. Transvestite fame. Wait, where?
Let's go with Tame.
Yeah, peace out to Tame.
And the recording
game. You know the game. Recording game. That's my name. Not Bobby V. More like Bobby L.
Or Bobby C.
Bobby C.
For current.
I don't know. Forget it. Anyway, waste time already. All right. Come on, next.
Okay, next. What do you got? Let's go.
What do you got? I don't got anything. What you got?
You have nothing? Okay.
Got 10 minutes. All right. 10 minutes.
Tim Duncan.
Oh.
Tim Duncan is going to be entering the MMA world.
No, he's not.
Tim Duncan, his kickboxing trainer, he says he is a effing monster. But according to his trainer.
Yeah, he is, because he's like 7'3" or something.
Okay, so he's saying that he's been training for nearly a decade.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, though.
The Big Fundamental.
Yeah.
And
Worst name ever.
It's kind of an odd name.
Worst name ever.
Are you buying Tim Duncan as an MMA
fighter? You know what's funny is that isn't he from like Barbados or... He's from one of those tropical places, right?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
I believe he's
been training all his life. How else are you going to be in the league for like 20 years?
So that's why he's already knows this Brazilian type of...
Yeah, so I mean, jiu-jitsu. I would love to see him do capoeira.
Well, he might...
That's some 7-foot guy doing capoeira.
There's Timmy now. Look at that, he's ready. Of course, he's got the yellow glove, which means he's, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, MY, whatever you
I
call
mean,
it.
I mean, to me, I'd say, why not, man?
Put him in there.
UFC should sign him.
But the thing is, exploitation.
It's almost like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bruce Lee.
Mm.
Like, you know, his reach.
Right.
But so the thing is he like, can he take a punch though? Because the dude's a pretty, well, he's a big dude, but like these heavyweights, man, they got heavy hands, man.
7 feet. Can his feet move accordingly? There's that coordination factor.
That's true.
How is he on his feet? How is he moving around? He's got to move, you know.
Dude, all I know is like, I wouldn't want to fight him though. Because one kick, like the momentum off
take
that one kick,
yeah.
Could take or one out. Of his punches yeah. might take you out.
It's true.
Because the amount of like, I mean, as much as these heavyweights are like, you know, they're all like 6'5", not no 7 feet.
And then you mentioned the reach, that's a big factor.
The reach is huge. Imagine his like size 20-something foot swinging around and just bam, back of your head.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's right.
So, hey, man, Dana White, sign him up, bro.
Sign him up. Be done with it.
You know? Yeah.
Might as well. So, you
Brock really Lesnar.
God. I don't know about that one. But in coming weeks, let's just preview this. We're trying to build something up before the Mayweather-McGregor fight here. We're going to have a first ever panel discussion.
Wow.
You know, as a preview of the fight.
Hey.
So, we're going to get the MMA guy on, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're going to get the boxing guy on.
Yeah.
And a surprise, surprise.
If we can pull this off, pretty huge.
Yeah, we're going to need more chairs.
Yeah, we're going to need more mics, maybe.
Need more mics. We're going to need more everything.
Everything.
We need more pastries, everything. So, let's take a break here.
Okay.
I got to go feed the meter.
My meter's up too.
And then we're going to end out with the album reviews.
Yay!
We're going to make this show more informative, I think. Okay, we're going to dissect some hip-hop albums.
All right.
Do this. I want to get your thoughts in. We're going to play some samples.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Sleep time's over. Sleep time's over. Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 5, episode 55. But Kayla is still alive, aka they live.
Sleep time's over.
Hello! This is the Lord Flores at 12th Avenue Grill, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over. It's over! Wake up! Wake up!
Yo, 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 this is Wolves Martin, alias Old Timer. Light Sleepers, Metal Fortress, Soul Shifters Crew. I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Captain the Catalyst, Zach Morris. Word up.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Sleep Time's Over, Captain the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 5. They live. Episode 5. 55 episode D.
Yeah.
Michaela.
How's that? Michaela's still alive.
Still alive.
And you know, third segment here, she's still alive. She didn't make like
not in two segments.
During the break or something.
During the break, it's so,
we could be like, breaking news. You know what?
Michaela not she's alive.
Gosh, too soon, huh?
That would have been insane. But she's probably fine right now.
Devastating if that
playing within Pokeballs.
Yeah, she's at a gym right now, the Poke Gym.
Poke Gym, yeah.
Yeah. There's one in McDonald's.
Right here? Yeah. Well, that's she must have been an update because last time I was playing Pokemon, there was no gym at McDonald's.
Oh, see?
So that's what. Okay, I seen the craziest thing the other day. I was leaving McDonald's. I seen a guy dressed up like he was going to go to work out.
Okay.
But he had three phones in his hand.
Three phones?
Yes.
Wow.
And they all had Pokemon Go, bruh.
Wow.
Okay.
Unreal.
I'm not saying nobody, I ain't calling nobody a loser. I'm not telling anybody to get a life.
Okay.
I'm never going to say that you should be who you are not, who you aren't.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
I got it. I'm following.
But it's, no, man. No, you cannot. No, stop. Stop, dude. Don't be dressing up like you're going to the UFC gym. Like, this guy was G'd up, dude. Like I was like, this guy's going to work out.
Okay.
I was like, why does he have three phones?
Yeah. Okay. Was he an in-shape guy?
No.
Okay. He just looked totally out of place. Wearing out
of
place
clothes.
Place.
He looked like he was going to the gym. He looked out of place.
But like he's never been to the gym before kind of guy.
But looks like, okay, this guy's going to the gym. Then I
Day
see
one.
Him with three phones.
Okay. Right, he's got three
and
phones.
I was like, wait, no, you're not. And I was like, please don't, dude.
The Pokemon workout.
I was like, three though?
How like, does he want to get three? You think
he had it in his hand. Right. Sure, I was about to take a picture, but I was like.
You think people paid him off? To like, can you go down for me and do this for me? And I pay you, I buy you a sandwich.
Maybe someone gave him the phones, their codes.
Yes.
So he could level them up.
Yes, that might be it. Maybe that's he's in some kind of cahoots or some kind of business.
I don't know.
I buy you lobster roll, you go to McDonald's for me. Get that, you know, you get me the gym.
I was just like, no.
Find me Charmander.
I was like, dude, I'm down for people being nerds and geeks and video games, cosplay, anime.
Too much.
Bro, I'm down for that. That just drew the line.
That's too much.
No three phones, bro. No.
Correct.
Stop.
That's
one phone.
You know, the only guy I've ever seen with two phones. Mr. Blaze Sato, bro. How this connects to this, I don't know. But when you said he had multiple phones, I will never forget the time. You were there.
I was.
This was at Aqua's.
Oh.
It's 2000.
He had two brick phones.
He had two nights. Yeah, it was two, like, those old kind, razors, whatever they're called.
Razors.
But he had two phones, both in each hand, like that, put in his one ear, the other ear. Blaze Sato.
Now you get cancer on both sides.
Oh,
those
no,
phones.
That's too soon.
I'm sorry. That's a joke. But I'm just saying, only people with two phones is one with a burner phone. People
right.
that need two
like
phones.
Somebody with business to take
something
care
with
of.
Business that they need a separate phone.
Right.
Yeah, I don't, and this guy was not running no illegal drugs, trust me.
Okay.
He wasn't even running.
Safe to say, yeah, he wasn't even running. Well, with
anyway,
that said.
On that note, what we got?
With that said, we're gonna go into a new segment that we should have done this a long time ago. Yeah. But we've got a lot of requests to review albums. A lot of people have requested more music to talk about the latest stuff. We're gonna talk about the latest albums that have recently come out.
Right.
And so I kind of dissected a couple. We're going to play them. I'm going to get your thoughts of these.
Okay.
Live. Okay, so the first one, MC8.
Hey!
MC8 of Compton's Most Wanted.
CMW.
He has a new album out, produced mostly, not all. People got confused that this was a DJ Premier MC8 collaboration
right,
album.
Right.
He did most of the album. Some of the other tracks he did himself, MC8.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was, the album's called Which Way Is West.
Okay.
And latest album from MC8. Lyrically, the guy sounds the same.
Right.
Same style. Yeah. He sounds more hyped, though.
Oh, interesting.
If you remember MC8, And all the listeners, yeah, he was a very menace. Very deep voice. He was known for doing Gia.
Gia.
And he would talk very slow like this, because I'm a straight up menace in the hood. Growing up in the
hood.
Right, very slow, menacing type of style.
I wanted to know where everybody falls in. Compton is huge. Compton's like Jamaica.
Yeah.
Where like every block there's a rapper.
Yeah.
Like in Jamaica, there's a million dang reggae artists.
Right.
So like, who you know, there's everybody's thinking NWA, Dre. But you got DJ Quick.
Yeah.
You got Compton's Most Wanted. You got Kendrick Demerol chilling right over there too.
Compton's
now.
Like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's just we don't put it in those perspectives. Compton is just like Brooklyn. Compton's just like Queens. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of guys coming out of that area.
Yeah.
We don't really, we think of Compton as a small, tightly knit little.
Yeah, you always think of NWA. That's like the first.
You think of NWA, right. And now I think it's Kendrick Lamar you think of now, I guess.
Yeah.
And everything in between. Right, well, right. MC8, legend.
It was legend.
Been around since 1990, I'm going to say.
At least, yeah.
So, straight up Menace, classic song, Menace is
classic
Society.
Song.
So, he's still in the game. 2017, new album. And he has Be Real on this.
Hey.
He has Lady of Rage.
Oh.
He has Corrupt.
Oh.
Exhibit. All of them come off
dude,
pretty
he
well.
Up bangers.
Bumpy Knuckles.
Oh.
Because, you know, Premier is going to guarantee you call it Bumpy Knuckles. Bumpy Knuckles not doing nothing.
Hey, you're Bumpy. Yes, you're Bumpy.
Hello.
You're going to jump on the track. Yeah, you got MC8.
Okay. That was it.
Bumpy Knuckles. So, you got to have Knuckles. One of the. We should, like, get a discography of Bumpy Knuckles.
He's got a lot.
It seems like he's been doing cameos once.
And he's got a lot of stuff, bro.
Every year. I mean, I see him on a track every year.
DJ Apocalypse, I know. I guarantee he knows all the
albums.
He
has a Bumpy Knuckles hat and shirt. Bro.
I think so. Okay, so the breakdown. lyrically, I give MC8 four mics.
Oh, four mics.
He's still cool. It's very late 90s sounding,
right,
this album.
Right.
It's very early 2000. He's a lot more hyper.
Right. Production on this, though.
Production, it's late 90s, early 2000s boom bap style.
Ah.
Which you don't necessarily would think of a Compton's Most Wanted album.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
It wasn't
you
anything.
You would never see... You'd see more like Ant Banks.
Correct.
Stuff like that.
Slower
QD3,
beats.
Like,
a lot of synthesizers.
Right.
This is straight up like...
Battle Cat.
Yeah, you're gonna see this like on the Wake Up Show, like, you know, DJ Revolution will be mixing these beats in.
No.
This kind of style. I'll play you some sample.
Doubles,
yes. So, is this for the club or car? We always have to bring that up. Is this a club or a club type of album? Like, would you play this in the club?
This sounds like a car.
This is a car album, correct. Yes, this
is definitely a car. Which is weird because MC8 made car music.
Correct, right.
Right?
This ain't something you can play in the club. Certainly not in 2017. But you can get with this in the car. So, a lot of bangers on this one. Let's go play the first one. The first album, Shut 'Em Down, featuring the Outlaws.
Oh, Outlaws.
Do you remember the Outlaws? Just gonna let this run here. How's it sounding?
A little closer. There you go. Brent Sinatra.
I'll just give it a little 30 Outlaws seconds. Slower beat.
Is this primo right here?
This is a primo beat.
It's that uncut raw straight from ruthless. Records so check it, man. You know it's here primo at West Coast. When you hit that OVL, look, you
know it's easy. Different thing. I'm back on the West Coast, feel good. The little homie said, fuck switches, we on woods. I get love from the rips and the diamonds. My baby niggas know what it do when I slide through. From Vegas to Denver, yeah, we all up. Car music. And the shit it ain't gonna stop.
The Outlaws, they were down with Tupac, right?
Correct. Yes.
Do you know the Outlaws' names? I don't know.
I do not.
Wow, we better go do that unless we ever challenge.
We're going to have to, yes. Here's another one, Lady of Rage. This is
called Rage.
Heart Cold, featuring Lady of Rage. Still in the game. They pulled her out of Target. And she's got...
She could be manager.
She probably...
Primo, please?
This is Primo.
Hey. Woo! He's a banger.
Scratching?
Scratching.
Wow. Scratching. 2017. Who scratches? Oh. What is it?
I'm just here right now, dude. Seriously? Nobody's feeling you, now I'm feeling you up a premium, leaving them curious, killing these cats. Listen to Raze right now. I haven't heard a female spit like that in this modern day.
That is correct.
I mean, I can't think of...
That is correct.
I can't think... On wax.
That is correct.
Right?
Yes.
When's the last time you heard a female spit like that?
Long time ago.
And Remy Ma doesn't count because she comes from our generation.
Correct.
So you can't count her. Like, can someone tell me... Well, there's a bunch of West Coast girls that have been killing it.
But nothing of prominence. Nothing that is known.
Yeah. Like, dude, her first line was like, whoa.
Right.
And I didn't even hear what she said. It's just the way she came with it. Like,
it's the delivery. I mean, you have that. You have the premiere beat. You have scratching.
Yeah. 2017, scratching.
We have to reiterate. The scratching does not happen.
In the mainstream.
At all.
Yeah.
So that's insane. Okay, so we got one with Medicaid. This is featuring Exhibit.
Hey.
Exhibit.
Did you come off?
Still in the game. There you go. Let you decide here.
I don't know how much he's worth. His net worth is.
Good question. Primo, yo, Exhibit, what up? I know you ain't fucking with us out here, my nigga. All day. Yeah. Since 1989, homie. It's Mr. X. Well,
I'm
gonna
do that. I can see that.
That'll work. MCA. Yeah.
My nigga. My nigga. You got the best. Whether you like it or not, you gotta medicate. My life is sick, it'll make you nauseous. How my glass house light up the strip, I'm flawless. Came a long way from crawling, bitch, we ballin'. And my drive is derived from the city we live in. That should never be written or ever put on a record. Niggas feeling it tight up, but never put in the effort. Left hand on the Bible, the other one on my weapon. Now American Express is our only expression. Exhibit, this is another premiere beat.
It's another hitter.
So that's a banger, man.
So play one last one, because we played a lot of guests. We're just going to play a straight up MC8 solo with Premier.
What track is this?
This is Got That with Premier. I'm going to get him on this one. MC8 by himself. I'm 100 from the hood point of view. West, y'all. Hood niggas stay true. My jeans still sag. The color still blue. Hood shit niggas spit. Yeah, only a few. You heard of Freddie Gibbs? Yeah.
Yeah. He kind of kept his style, like,
yeah, you know? Right, right.
And he worked with Mad Lib.
Right.
Which is odd.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. See, this works too. And it's so interesting that they come together in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Because Premier did a remix for them for Compton's Most Wanted a long, long time
wow.
ago.
There you go. Knowledge
a moment. Long, long time ago. It was for an album track... It wasn't for the MC8 solo stuff. It wasn't for Straight Up Menace. It was for
Compton's Most Wanted.
Compton's Most Wanted song. He did a song. Premier did it. And this was back in like 91.
How's that remix?
Let's see if I can pull this up here. But it was from 91.
See you.
Compton's Most Wanted.
I forget MC8's name in Menace. I'm trying to figure out his name. You remember his name? What he was in Menace Society?
We got to call Mr. Corey Love to help us out with that one.
Snaps on a Petro.
Death Wish. Death Wish was the DJ Premier remix. Let's see if I can pull that up.
Can you pull that up?
This was the very first collaboration between Premier and MC8. Yeah.
Premier beat?
Yeah.
What year is it? Death Wish. 90s.
It's gotta be. This has gotta be 91 or 92.
Yeah,
because
I was saying that.
This is Compton's Most Wanted.
Sounds like daily operations fees. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's still relevant. That's why he's still in the game. And so strange that this was in 1991, 92. Fast forward to 2017.
Wow.
They finally come together.
It's crazy.
Put an album together.
Is it on label or is it like independent?
This one is... See, the thing when I pull up these albums on iTunes, they don't give you the record labels
right.
anymore.
Because they're all pretty much...
It's all irrelevant at this point, right? I guess it's got to be an independent, right? I mean, who knows what major labels are putting out? But this is out on iTunes.
I don't even know any major labels.
Exactly. But this is Which Way Is West, MC8. A lot of bangers. 15 tracks in all. Car bangers.
Right.
I give this 4 mics. 4 mics overall. What do you think? I know you've only heard snippets here.
Well, I've listened to I've heard Compton Zoo.
Yes.
That one, and
that's
I've
another
heard
banger.
I think I heard the WC one. But I mean, from what I hear, I would say four mics, man. Primo, I think Primo gave him some good beats. Primo gave him Primo beats, you know?
Right.
I hear Primo give beats like they're not good to people.
I would figure you gotta make that money.
But nah, but you gotta give good Primo beats to MC8. You can't.
Yeah.
You cannot front an MC8, man.
Right. It is what you're expecting. For someone who remembers MC8.
Right.
Someone who remembers DJ Premier, for someone who misses all the old hip hop that we all debate about every time, this is, you're gonna get what you want out of this.
I'm pretty sure kids don't like this though.
No.
Because you can't get lit.
It'll sound
old.
You
can't get turned up.
It just sounds old, yeah.
You can't pull clouds from the sky.
Right. You can't wear a blouse.
You can't, like, you know.
Yeah. Can't get, you know, carry a purse.
Hide your face from the wind coming in or anything.
And you can't
You can't wear a purse to it.
Can't wear a purse to this. There ain't no purse wearing for this album.
Yeah, so I mean.
This is a man's album.
This is a man's. I mean, I'm not going to use grown man rap.
Right.
I think it's the worst terminology ever.
That sounds horrible.
I just think dope hip hop, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
There you go. So that's album number one.
What else you got?
We have the new Tanya Morgan album.
Hey.
Now, Tanya Morgan, are you fans of Tanya Morgan?
Tanya Morgan, they're from D.C.
From Ohio.
Ohio, my bad.
Yeah, from Ohio.
My bad. Tanya Morgan, I know.
Don Will.
I'm not too up on them.
Yeah.
I know one song really well, the Rasta song.
Yeah.
And that might be.
That's right.
Besides that, I've occasionally listened to them and heard good stuff from them.
They're one of those groups, yeah. They're one of those independent groups that you see the name.
Yeah.
They're kind of they're lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
All these hundreds of guys.
Yeah, they are lost in the shuffle when Little Brother came out, you know, Slum
exactly,
Village.
Right.
Like, they kind of got lost in there.
Right. So that's why I chose this, because it's a name that we've heard of, but we don't really know much about them.
Right.
And they have a new album out.
Hey,
and in 2017, can Tanya Morgan survive with the type of hip hop? It's the jazzier style.
What label are they on?
I'm gonna say independent again.
Wow,
it's hard to find these labels.
Yeah,
it's hard to find. So this one, let's play the bangers here. We got,
where's the one? Yeah, the one that the video for, it was pretty dope.
Let's see if it's this one. It's Dirty Stay Out.
Yeah, produced by.
This is all in.
See, this is good stuff right here.
Same thing
too. See, you know what I like about this? It doesn't sound like Premier.
Right.
Remember back in the late 90s, early 2000s, everybody started producing like Premier?
Right. Wake up to walk it out, no makeup, a swig, a scope. This is nice wonder.
Yeah, very nice wonder. He talks with the drums. Yeah.
So, once again, good hip-hop. Good stuff to play in the car.
Yeah.
The new album is YGWY $4.
Is that like
that's some cryptic message or something?
TFTI.
TFTI, LOL.
Yeah, LOL, OMG.
You know.
Yep. G's up, hoes down.
BBYL. I don't know. So, yeah, so YouTube, this is what it looks like. You can see, you can zoom in there. It doesn't look like I'm doing it.
Nope, doesn't look like you can't.
But it's a bunch of letters. Just look up Tanya Morgan, and let's go to another one. This is Trunk-ish.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Hey, yo, welcome to the real, bearers of your bad news. We appreciate the no way nobody asks you. We are how you get the cheerleaders in the band room. Pioneers,
do
the pioneers in the mass who's messing with the lesson author. This ain't no departure. This is for our rivals. Pull up, throw your hood up if you do it for survival.
Look at the layering of the production where they add in. Start simple and then they add in where that's totally not 2017 anymore. It's just very simple and that's it.
Yeah, that's
not a lot of layering.
Right. And like, one thing about like the rhyme patterns and stuff like that, you can tell it's a newer group.
Newer group, yes. Definitely.
Because MC8 was still rhyming. I mean,
definitely.
I think if you listen to hip hop like we do, we're avid listeners, you can pinpoint if it's a newer MC.
Oh, yes.
Or older
good
MC.
Good point, yes.
Even if I didn't know MC8, I could pinpoint his name, I could pinpoint who he is, I can pinpoint like what era he came up.
Correct.
Like, these guys are obviously late 2000s.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, here's a newer sound.
But Tanya Morgan, Stuttering Stan is probably the biggest Tanya Morgan fan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, shout out to Stuttering Stan.
Yes, yes.
Wow, I'll message him on the IG, as the kids call it, and get more info on this guy. On Don Will and Von P, that's the names I picked up from. Here's another one. This is an interesting one I want you to.
Niggas that fuck with me know what it is, though.
Filthy.
Nah, like, for real, man. I don't gotta explain that shit to nobody, man. Yeah. and I'ma use it. My nigga told me choose a side pick. One have not have some. What have I become? Lord have mercy. The star and all this shit is plain. Hungry and thirsty. We're not worthy. My bad, you ain't. Whatever I wanna do, I can. You can't. Wasn't it one more of you? Damn, what's dude's name? Fuck, I'm drawing a blank. Billy, I'm still part of the familiar. I can scream my name like I'm Beetlejuice. Will you be my lady? I pity you, I'm not digging you out. They get it, Billy. Now, I'd rather catch it than the chance catching.
That's why I want to play this for you. It's just kind of a kick back to that. It's kind of a newer player.
That's one thing I know it's about newer producers now is their emphasis is not drums. You didn't hear a dominant drum on that album, on that track.
Yes.
Which, I mean, for me, but it's still hip hop,
yeah,
right? So it's, you know, choppy samples, well, the spinning, with it right. Rhyming.
First thing I when I was listening to that was I thought of the show.
Yeah,
because of that, you'd hear a lot of that in that era, that time.
Yeah,
and 2017, it's that kind of flow, but it's kind of like a newer. It sounds almost like if the mumble rap guys didn't mumble, that the way it goes, if they talk clearly,
yeah,
that's kind of how it would go.
Well, did you ever dissect what they say? It's not
raps.
Even that great either.
No, it's a bunch of gibberish.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of gibberish.
But when you actually find out what they're saying, it's not really profound.
It's either like they're mostly like talking about how they want to get laid.
And then they just scream.
80% and they scream. And then they go, yeah. I'm just going to keep using that one all the way through.
So okay. How many mics you got?
Overall, Tanya Morgan Lewis album, 3.5 mics.
Wow, I think I give it a 4 mic, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because the production gets kind of monotonous. Because every song has the same drum pattern.
Any scratches?
No scratches.
Oh, okay, maybe 3.5.
There's a lot of jazz samples. Well, let me play one last one. We're going to play a little trivia.
Okay.
They sample something in this song. It's song's called Peppermint.
Okay.
Tell me where they got the sample and what group used the sample.
Pressure is...
Because you're going to know this. I know you're going to know this.
Okay.
This is not as bad as you think. Okay, here we go.
It's not like a...
Okay, the part where the kids go, that part, where's that part?
Yeah!
Think Black Sheep. Black Sheep.
Oh, I don't know!
Anybody know that one out there?
I'm
the
stuck.
Legion.
Wow.
The Legion.
The Legion. I have that record.
That's the starts off the song.
Does anybody know anything about the Legion that they actually came to Hawaii?
Yeah, the Legion
came
to Hawaii.
And they performed.
Correct.
And that was a weird one because Black Sheep and the Legion, like that made no sense. But I think they're related to them somehow. But Legion had no, weren't as lyrical.
Right.
Weren't as, didn't have enough as much swag as Black Sheep.
Right.
So that was a weird cosign.
I think this was not Jingle Jangle. Was this Legion Groove?
Yeah. I think you might be right about
Legion Groove?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can pull this up to put the connection with the listeners
there you
here.
Go.
What's going on with it?
Was it? Yeah. That's Mr. Long production, I'm pretty sure.
This is what I was giving Gavin on here.
He's totally different from Black Sheep. They're like the best. It's funny because Black Sheep, Usher, and Tiali and these guys. Tiali hit, but these guys didn't really hit.
Right. They didn't. They got lost in the shuffle.
Well, you know why? They weren't lyrically like.
So that was the Legion.
Yeah,
they weren't
lyrically.
It was blah.
Yeah.
It was like hard to obtain. It was like Capital Tax.
Oh, yeah.
All these guys, Trends of Culture, just all kind of bunched up.
Yeah.
They were good.
They're good, but they weren't great.
They're not going to hit it.
Yeah, not going to hit it.
Hit them out the park. So. Right. The Legion, that sample, Tanya Morgan.
Tanya Morgan, 3.5. I like that, 3.5.
3.5? Okay.
Because, yeah, the beats were kind of...
It's cool.
It all kind of meshed up sound. I mean...
That's what I was thinking.
You guys remember, they were doing this off the first initial reaction, so it kind of meshed into, like, one big cluster.
Yeah.
For the Primo stuff, you could tell, man. Everything was, it grooved differently, each one.
The MCA tracks, I would gladly like to hear again. You know, yeah. I'd be like, I'll put it back in the car again, like that Lady of Rage song.
Well, see, that's the thing, is with the Premiere and MCA stuff, you could hear so many people on those beats. If you take an instrumental album, you could literally,
put
anybody on there.
Right.
Put Nas on there, you know, put Jay on there, you know?
The Tanya Morgan beats aren't freestyling beats. They kind of just fit.
And it's just funny, like, theme. Man, I just come to think about the era. And man, so Ninth Wonder-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, that style, the chops, the loops, the weak drums.
Right.
Like, the drums are so... You just Primo drums and listen to Tanya Morgan drums. I mean, I don't know, Stuttering Stan might go crazy even hearing saying this, but Primo's hitting.
Yeah.
That style is just a hit. And that's why if you listen to my stuff I've dropped, Poke and Sashimi.
There you go. That's it.
Yep.
There you go.
Check that out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp. Poke EP. Drums. You listen to it, drums is there. Because I'm trying to make sure everybody knows drums is the foundation of hip-hop.
Return of the drums.
Turn of the drums, bro.
The funky drummer.
Yeah.
I guess. With this concludes.
Hey.
So yeah, new segment, album reviews. Try maybe just keep it at two for now.
Yeah.
Two albums a week.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, that we don't know.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff that comes out.
Right.
See through the iTunes.
Yes.
So, a lot of stuff to choose from. And... we're gonna
still gotta do Jay-Z review.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you wanted to do that or not. We could.
I gotta bring that back. Okay. I have to listen to it. I don't want to go into it blind. I'm gonna listen to it.
Right now, I think it's a 3.5 Mike album.
Oh, wow.
He didn't lose lyrically.
Right.
The beats were monotonous a little bit.
Oh. Okay.
That's what kind of dropped it.
Right.
But he's still fine. I mean, granted, some of his songs are him crying, but. Don't we all cry, really, everyone?
Yes.
You know.
The last episode was pure crying.
I mean, I could be crying now and no one knows. I think we just dried up. We don't know.
All cried out.
That'll be my solo album. Be on the lookout.
DJ Zach Moore's mixtape.
All cried out. And on that note, let's saddle up, Roy.
Hey!
To pay homage to the horse story earlier, let's saddle up.
Party
rodeo.
Up. Sleep time's over. Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Moore, season 5.
Episode 5.
Michaela's still alive. AKA They Live, AKA Saddle Up.
Roy. Yeah. Now some rhyming. That is it. We didn't say thank you to anybody. We should just do it that way. Let's just say, first of all, on this quiet note, thank you. Thank you for liking us on Facebook.
Thank you to Earl Kai McKee.
Thank you to Earl Kai McKee,
Pro Camera Hawaii.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who subscribes to the YouTube, who subscribes to iTunes. Please share.
Yeah.
The episode.
Was Podomatic down? Is that the reason why nobody was listening?
I looked into this. Okay, a little side note, everyone, too, exclusive. I looked into what happened because we weren't getting any plays. Podomatic changed their stat system.
Oh.
It's a very odd thing. They changed it now to so it wouldn't get rigged. People were thinking that, Podomatic was thinking that it's going to be rigged where people can just, they'll play it and then take it off immediately.
Oh.
So if you just keep doing play it, and not even letting the show run. You could just get like 10 plays in just a second, you know? So they're making it where you have to listen to at least 10% of the show.
Okay, so everybody out there.
10%.
Tell 10 people. Listen 10%. Thank you very much.
Meaning of the 10%. That's right. That was what happened.
Yes.
Crazy. Go figure. And we out.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.